the shine.
Global warming, no. Really?
That's my feet.
Oh, that was
not in my house.
No.
Nice rain. Back to, it's little, there's a dusting of snow and little rains up to 39, 40, 41 here today, 55 to 60 tomorrow in the Northeast. How do you do? Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley Steffen, also known as Doug. Jennifer is here, Jennifer Horn. Roberta's gone till next week someday. I don't know. She's gone down to New Orleans to dig her daughter out of another jam.
She posted yesterday on Facebook.
Yeah.
We're in NOLA, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Our bags are in Cincinnati.
Ah, perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Delta. So, Jennifer and Ken Kessler monitoring our social media. It's nice that Donald Trump has something to say about Bill Gates. About Bill Gates. I keep doing that. It's Robert Gates. The Gates book.
Yes.
Are you surprised that I'm not leading Richie with Chris Christie?
I am, because that is the big non-story of the day.
Well, it's just an interesting story.
It's an interesting story.
I find the Gates book to be intriguing as a matter of just...
The Gates book has more impact.
Yeah, long. Well, it doesn't really, because Obama's not going to get booted, and Christie's going to run for president, so he's got to make sure that he has all of his ducks in a row. Most everybody has rendered an opinion that is positive, unless you're a member of the snooze media, the gotcha boys, and they didn't get him. I didn't watch this stuff. I don't do that anyway.
You know,
get highlights of the audio and bingo.
I have to say this, though.
You have to?
You've got to be on a suicide mission to take your press conference for such an event to 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then again,
he did a great job, though.
You got to kind of respect him for standing up for 2 hours and taking it.
Yeah.
So,
is his apology enough? 888-302-3684. His apology for this massive gridlock, the lengthy, unnecessary delays going over the bridge from the north into Fort Lee, New Jersey, caused deliberately for political reasons by various officials working for him. What about the victims? Who's going to get what?
You see a class
lawsuits.
Action suit coming.
Oh, lawsuits galore here. Lawsuits galore. Right.
I missed out on a deal where I could have made $100,000 all because of you. I want my money.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And the family of the woman who died, that's where they'll be.
Yeah.
You going to bring her back? No. But is this a lesson? Interesting that the time lost from work or time lost from school or time lost for commuters for whatever the reason, manufactured delays, monetary compensation, you can see that. The United States Attorney's Office is investigating, and who knows what it will conclude. Is it a criminal offense? Is it harmful and wrong? Yeah, of course it's... The civil tort suits will be the ones that take their toll. As a matter of fact, what is the guy's name? Weinstein, Warren Wildstein, right? Is that his name, the guy?
Yeah.
He pleaded the fifth yesterday?
Yes.
I plead the fifth.
What a worm.
Yeah, well, but if he
he's protecting himself. Yeah.
Well, he's protecting himself, but maybe he should have thought about protecting himself before he said, got it.
Oh, yeah, but who in their right? I said this earlier. It's like child's play, taking sand from one sandbox to another. This is big-time politics, and you're that foolish?
And
you're
going to
pull a stunt like that?
An email. I mean, okay, you want to whisper something? You want to whisper something across the phone line even, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, even then you're still kind of being dumb. Yeah. But to actually put an email, got it, let's cause trouble.
Once you post it, email it, or send it in a letter. Not send it in a letter. Once you send any kind of electric message to anybody, it's there forever. You cannot hide it. So anytime you admit to a crime before you've committed the crime through email,
paying? All right. So let's say that these people all are successful in their lawsuits. Who's going to pay? Who's going
to end up? The lovely people of New Jersey.
Right.
The taxpayers.
The taxpayers are going to pay for this. That's what's going to happen here. Anyway, so lawyers will get a large fee. Clients will win. There's a lot of hoopla. And by the time he runs for president, everybody will forget this. End of story.
I don't know. I mean, could this be his macaca moment?
No.
No?
No. He's handled it very well.
I think so, too.
All right, speaking of Makakta, is that
and
the word?
And I did it yesterday. I thought it was a changer. Okay, yeah.
Dennis Rodman. Richie, we're singing the
drunk,
news
man.
Today. We're singing. He sent an apology through his publicist yesterday, saying he was sorry for comments he made in the interview.
I love that he admits he'd been drinking.
He claims to be best friends with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, until
he said, I've been drinking a bit. It's been a very stressful day, he said. Why would there be any stress? And they said, what are you talking about?
How'd you like to be a fly on the wall for that throwdown with Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un knocking back shots of tequila?
Kim, not King. He's not the king yet.
No, he is the king. King.
He said, my dreams of basketball diplomacy are quickly falling apart.
Aw, really, Dennis? Shocker.
Nice job. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. We do not have a queen of cheap. We won't until Roberta comes back because that's her field. That's her area.
Although I can pass a quick one on to you. Yeah, I know that when Roberta, the queen of cheap, is in New Orleans, she uses those, what is it, restaurant.com
certificate.
Those things, when her and I are down there for Jazz Fest, we use them all the time. So go to restaurant.com, see if they have a
bad grammar come from. What in the world? How is it
you've been hanging around you too long?
No. I mean, this like all the people who say good. How are you doing? I'm doing good. What do you mean you're doing good? What are you doing?
Yeah, you clean me of that one. Here's my pet peeve.
I did fix you on that.
Here's what, and Jennifer and I both are on this one.
So what is your pet peeve? It's how everybody in their 20s and 30s that make it on the news, they answer any question.
Yeah.
So you take
the flux capacitor, right? Yeah. And so it turns you into 1.8 gigawatts of power.
Right.
And all of a sudden, so your DeLorean can fly.
It's not the word so that's so bad. It's the way that people start a sentence when they're asked a question.
It's just that pregnant pause and the
Tell me about what you do at your, you know, what's your job like? So I wake up in the morning.
So I answer phone.
Yeah. So is the new like.
Yeah, like. That's what it used to be. Like.
And I like it so all the time. But
you know. Right, I've got my thumbs up on our Facebook.com/Good Day Show, the Twitter account as well. Thumbs up for some of your comments. Kenny, where are you in the comment department?
Lots of comments about Chris Christie.
Really?
Huh. Grimm wants to know why this is a scandal.
I want to know why his name is Grimm.
I like that name. That's a cool name.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Tony says that this should have brought down Chris Christie, poor leadership and judgment, but then again, he'll fit right in the White House.
It should have brought him down, isn't it? What is it? You know what? Here's what's wrong. You want to know what's wrong? We expect,
please.
Whether you want to know or not, I'm going to tell you what's wrong.
What's wrong?
Too many people who think that they know it all, that they have every answer, that they're smarter than everybody else, and there's no room for mistakes. There's no room for people making an honest... I mean, it's critical, as many people are, admittedly, with good reason, for the way Obama's run this country in the last 5-6 years. The guy, we all make mistakes. Nothing about anything is perfection unless you're talking about God.
Let me have a little fun with you here.
Okay, Richie.
Okay, better or worse. Better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, where it didn't hurt anybody except for Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Chris Christie and the bridge thing, mm-hmm. where it affected a lot of people, but really it's kind of a silly problem.
Yeah.
Better or worse.
Better or worse? What?
Is the Chris Christie thing better or worse?
Better or worse than?
Is this a bigger
problem? The problem or the response?
I think the bridge is more of a problem. Notice
how
she's sticking up for me, Rishi. She's answering the question.
Yes. No, I want to play this game because I think it's an interesting one. So I think the bridge is a bigger problem, but the response I'd have to give to Chris Christie because he actually just came out and didn't lie and didn't go through all that. Like
he didn't
Bill Clinton
try to define
did.
Ease.
True.
Right.
Yeah. So it depends.
And there's no dress with anything on it.
I have not been on the George Washington Bridge.
Right. The George, who's that?
The George Washington Bridge.
What? I never been a bridge I didn't. I never crossed a bridge I didn't like.
What's your? It depends what you mean by bridge.
And
yes, that's true.
And I have no idea how that stain got on the bridge.
Bridge over troubled water.
Yeah, the water's fine.
You've been singing all day today.
I will lay me down. Yeah, I feel like singing. Why not? I'm going to sing the news. What would make it better than the women who did it naked? They didn't sing. It could be Doug sings the news naked.
Oh, God. That really? If you could actually write down my nightmare, that'd be pretty close.
Really? Not very kind of you.
I love you, though.
I know you do. And Jennifer gets the Winner of the Day Award.
Finally.
She sent me, finally, her Christmas present to me was the most wonderful picture of Charlotte. And a big, like a 2x3.
On canvas.
And nice and clean on canvas. It was absolutely delightful, and I love her forever for it. It was just...
She sent me one, and I love her more than you.
I understand. All right, 18 after, this is Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish. Remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you?
For those of you who are Rodney, actually his real name is Roderick David Stewart, birthday this day, January 10th, 1945. This song, even though Van Morrison does a better version of it, is a great, great pop.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a wonderful song. So crank it up, Richie, because we'll use it as a backdrop to celebrate Rod the Mod's birthday. Fifth son of Robert and Elsie Stewart, spent his happy childhood doing what he did best, playing football, and that's soccer over there.
Soccer. Yeah.
Real football. And the singing, he excelled at soccer, became the captain of his school's team. For his 14th birthday, his father bought him a guitar. And that was the start of something big for him. Music auditions. He was involved in the British and American folk artists' conventions as a young kid. He played the harmonica as well. So he sang with the Ray Davies Quartet, which became the Kinks, in case you didn't know that. Right, Kenny? Those were the Kinks.
Ray Davies became the Kinks. Right.
Anyway, he had this voice of his that I don't get the scratchy voice, but when he was 18, he spiked his hair. He became Rod the Mod, moved from folk music to rock, mixed a little R&B with it, running the gamut of popular music, writing his own songs. Didn't get a lot of attention until he joined Faces.
Well, that was a good band.
And it was a good band. And then he went on his own in 1969 with this song. This was the first big song. Then he had Tonight's the Night. Do You Think I'm 60? Sexy? 60, thank you. 1978. Let's see here. Have I Told You Lately, though, is I think the best of the later songs for him. And sort of taps into why women love him. Women seem to really like him. This is a good song, too. Crank this up, Richie, eh? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, joined in 1994. He had 14 Grammy nominations, never got a one until Stardust in 2005. Great American Songbook, Volume 3. Voted the best traditional pop vocal album that year. First time in 25 years he had another number one hit. He is a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So anyway, the guy sold 100 million records, made a lot of money in his fifth decade as a performer. Joins this talk host in his fifth day, decade of yakking about what's going on. Okay, so we celebrate the birthday of Rod Stewart. How about Jim Croce, who's no longer with us, but another guy born on this date, same year, 1945. And what a contributor, what a shame.
I would say he's probably the best storyteller.
Great stories.
Of our time.
Yeah. But
every song he's got. So you got the Bad Bay Lee around, you know, don't spit the face out.
Yeah.
How about this?
This is a great song.
Would you help me place this call?
Wonderful song.
See the number on
the world of Jim Croce through his musical genius.
If I could save time.
Is it only the people with gray hair that appreciate this music, you think?
Nowadays, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like all of this. Croce. Yeah.
No, well, Ken, you have graying hair.
I don't, just for the record.
No, you don't.
I don't think.
If I could make days.
If he could save time in a bottle, Chris Christie would change what happened.
Words could make wishes.
A few weeks ago.
Every time I
this is it. This makes it for his Nirvana for me, Richie.
Yeah.
Wrong. So I have to say I love you.
His song.
One more.
We got one more? Yeah.
Roller Derby Queen.
Hi, Jim Croce. We celebrate you and your music. You're listening somewhere there. Thank you. Good day. Time 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Hey, chew on this. You know, puppies go through a teething stage just as human babies do. And like a human baby, a puppy's first set of tiny, sharp teeth are temporary. At approximately 4 months of age, his permanent teeth start cutting through his gums, causing swelling, inflammation, and, of course, pain. The puppy will chew on virtually anything he can get a hold of in order to relieve his pain, including you. Now, if it was a human child, people would run to the drugstore and they'd get a frozen teething ring for the child to play with. Well, I'm not recommending a frozen teething ring, but here's what I am recommending. What I'd like you to do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, get those puppy toys, put them in the freezer, put a little cheese whiz on them or a little drop of peanut butter for flavor, keep those in the freezer. And when the dog is really, really mouthy, when the dog's mouth seems to really hurt him, give him one of the frozen toys to play with. It works on the same principle as a frozen teething ring. It will help soothe the gums and make the dog feel a whole lot better when he's teething. And you know what? Chances are you'll have both pairs of shoes when you go to put them on. Oh, more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Man Cow is GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And down into a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, right. It is the Doug Steffen Show.
And here he is, 33 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. Jennifer's going to wrap up television news for the week.
And I'm going to do it in rap, by the way. And, that's how good I am.
So, you want to give us a little bit of a teaser?
My
on
mic
that
sounds then? Nice. Check one. My mic sounds nice. Check two.
That's very good.
That was beautiful.
It was lovely.
You're in
fact.
The wrong business.
All right, yeah. So let's see here. I also want to wrap around, speaking of rap, the Parents Television Council, which I find probably one of the most obnoxious organizations on the planet.
They take all the fun out of things.
I know they do. Anyway, so there's a they want ratings review. So we'll talk about that a little bit when we come up with that. Let's see here. What can we do recapping the snooze news? Any more on I did find another angle on now I'm wondering what I did with it. Chris Christie. And what there, if there is another angle here. I mean, I think pretty much every angle has been covered to this point, except excoriating the news media for trying to get him and him standing up there for 2 hours taking their pummeling as if they were the ones who were affronted by this. That's what I don't love. I was going to say I love this about these people. They are such phonies. And the world of news has basically been lost to the trivialization of, can I say that word well? The trivialization of the news by these people who take it upon themselves to represent the masses. We are here to protect the masses. We're going to get you, Christie, because you're a boob, and we want to prove it. And so they keep asking these questions, trying to catch him. And they don't do a very good job of it because they didn't catch him. I didn't see anybody gotcha, get you. Did you? Anybody see him lose his cool? I didn't see anything other than answers.
You're not going to get that guy to lose his cool.
Well, he has
lost
his cool.
It looks Jersey, and it looks natural.
Yeah.
He pulls it off.
But he handled himself really well.
He did, yeah.
Presidential material, so some say. Okay, the 17-year-old Pakistani girl being hailed as a hero this week. Actually, it was I heard at first it was a girl. Now I see there's a guy. This young fellow's name, Ghazaz Hassan, sacrificed his life to save his school from a suicide bomber.
Yeah, this guy's incredible.
You see that? He
threw himself on a kid with a bomb.
There was a physical scuffle. The bomber's explosion detonated. This kid was killed right away. He saved the lives of 1,500 students at this school. I bet you haven't heard this story yet. Imagine. And the fact that it's going on in Pakistan at a high school, you know, we've sort of gotten this idea that this stuff only happens here in our country. But no. 17-year-old Pakistani student who has the presence of mind to jump on this explosive.
The courage.
Yeah. There was an anti-Shia sectarian organization that claimed responsibility for the attack.
Wow.
The Shia students at the school were the intended target. This is how sick these people are.
Yeah.
Anybody who does this, who does.
We think this only happened. What happens there and what happens here are two totally different things.
Well, the reasoning behind
the result
is different. But the fact that they're learning because of the worldwide coverage of things like this, they're learning, everybody's learning from each other. What a horrible thing we're doing to our world, to our offspring, by giving them all of this technology. Think about it for a minute. And no turning back. It's going to get... We were talking earlier, Richie, about the government sooner or later is going to tell you you can't drive a car anymore because you're not good enough to drive it. We have these automatic machines now that will come and drive you from one place to another. You want something like Uber. You know,
I think you look at the downside of the technology.
I think this is a horrible. I think this is going to be a horrible. I love to drive, and I don't want some boob from the government coming along saying, well, you're too old to drive, or you don't know how to drive.
All in the name of safety, too, just to protect
us. We're going
to
protect
the
children.
To drive.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But look at the connections of people around the world that have made the world a smaller, closer place.
Look, there's good and bad from technology.
Yeah, lots of great good things from technology.
One of the things, it's great, is it connects us. One of the bad things is it takes away
so much
freedom.
More. Yeah.
One of the good things is it connects us. One of the bad things is it connects us.
Yeah.
I don't want to be connected to some of these people. Anyway.
Turn that frown upside down, Mr. Stephan.
All right, here's
the bright
news.
Side of the road.
Richie, I have some bright and good news.
Good. Bring it to me.
But it requires that you move to Norway.
No. I'm fine where I am.
Right at this time of year?
Well, maybe you'll think
the Northern Lights, right?
Here we go. An announcement made yesterday that every single person in Norway is a theoretical millionaire.
Well.
Thanks to the country's massive wealth. The wealth fund was established by the government, managed by the central bank. There is $828 billion in excess this year in Norway, thanks to high oil and gas prices.
Huh.
So that's about a million times what the population is. Norwegians can't actually get at the money. It's part of a governmental savings plan that holds the money for a rainy day.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
However, think about that here. Just if it, even theoretically, if it were true in America, only in America, land of opportunity, and not the case, obviously, anymore. So instead of being $17 trillion in the hole, imagine, just imagine. Okay, everybody stop what you're doing right now. All right, if you're driving, pull over. I want you to think, use your imagination. Just think about this for a second. You're all worth $1 million. Multiply that out. That's, what is it, 300? That's 300 billion. No, it's 300, it's 3 trillion. $3 trillion. If we had $3 trillion in excess, we'd all be worth $1 million. Theoretically. But wouldn't that be better to have a $3 trillion surplus like they do in Norway? Now, and the reason that I sort of make this a comparative is because if you go to Montana, you go to Wyoming, you go to the Dakotas, and you actually realize, plus many of the coastal areas, how much wealth is coming out of the ground now. I'm talking about trillions of dollars in coal, in gas, in oil shale, and regular oil coming out of there. There is so much of this, and we have so much to be sort of thankful for. I don't think, and I say this in recognition of some of the parts of northern Colorado, that we give enough recognition or thinking enough about this. But theoretically, if we weren't crazed by spending, we could have the same circumstance here in this country as they do in Norway. And actually, pretty easily.
Well, we have to fix the manufacturing issues, too.
How so, Richie?
Well, we used to export. Now we just import.
Right, because we don't have any manufacturing base.
We don't manufacture
anymore enough
goods. We don't have a large enough manufacturing base. Yeah. We do have natural gas. We do have oil.
And speak for yourself.
That's a great thing, well, as a country.
Oh.
But our manufacturing base is just dwindling down to nothing.
Well,
we're
some
importing everything
back,
from China.
But we don't make, we don't, we're not, that's why I love the Dream Big America concept. By the way, the winner this week in Dream Big America was Tim Murphy from Fans Live. If you didn't hear that story, this is the official app of the fan. Fans Live is a mobile application that supports micro communities, engages sports fans, built around live sporting events, and they're using it for music events, too, like a Rod Stewart concert, for example. Tim Murphy, senior marketing executive at Anheuser-Busch for 30 years. Most of the entrepreneurs that we're focused on, that we're featuring, that are in our weekly competition to be the Entrepreneur of the Week, dreambigamerica.us, an important part of the Doug Steffen enterprise, if you will, here, trying to find the next big star when it comes to new businesses. And most of the people that we have on the air are younger people who've come up with ideas. Most of them have been under 30, as a matter of fact. This person, this guy, Murphy, is about 60. He was a big wig at Anheuser-Busch. He was in charge of brand management, and sports marketing, of course, is where they sell their beer. They don't market to anybody except the people that are watching sports events. I was in a place called O'Connell's Club, O'Connell's Pub last night. I met a friend of mine for dinner. You'd be happy to hear, Richie, I had a veggie burger with mushrooms on it.
I'm surprised they even serve one in a pub.
No, this is a New England pub.
What kind of pub is this?
This is O'Connell. This is a very Irish pub, a Massachusetts pub. Anyway, we were talking about how much impact these sports pubs have all over the place. My God, what a business it is. So this guy was in charge anyway of our brand name.
Did we talk about that last night?
Yeah, we did, actually. Right. Why, you don't believe me talking about that?
I just think it's funny. Yeah. These pubs, they're really taking over.
Well,
with their veggie burgers.
So maybe there weren't a lot of people having veggie burgers there, but
what'd you have to drink? I'm curious as to what you drink when you go to a pub.
Lemonade. Actually, though, they were talking about it, but when they found out who I was, a lady that runs it said, "Hey, can we have some of your milk down here?" And I said, "Well, I'd love to have your milk, and I can't give you raw milk off the farm. You can come get it. Bring it down and serve it to your patrons."
Doug's like, "This is so tedious. All right, ma'am, you can milk me."
Wait a minute. You walked into a pub, and the reason they recognize you is not because you're a national radio show. It's because you're a milk farmer.
There is nobody in France. I was with a fellow who's become a really good friend of mine named Roger Dowd, who's helping me with some of the projects I have at the farm. And he's a Framingham guy, but he's a master politician. He just masterminded the election of Marty Walsh to be mayor of Boston. He's a real political guy, a real old Irish guy, great stories. And so he wanted me to go over to this place with him. A guy that runs it is a client of his, and I haven't been in this pub. It used to be a Chinese buffet, and they made it. Imagine that, the conversion from a Chinese buffet to an Irish pub.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we were talking about me in Framingham. I am known here as the farmer. I am known here as the dairy farmer. I am not known as a radio host. They remember me from when I was on the radio here for 13 years. The old timers do. But nobody knows of my career now, and I'm very happy to have it that way. I don't have any local radio stations. The closest one is probably 40 miles away that carries the program. And I'm happy not to be known for anything other than the farm. because that's my real focus here anyway. But it is interesting you brought that up, Richie, because nobody here pays any attention, and I don't want them to,
right,
to what it is that's going on here. Anyway.
Farmer Doug.
So I just wanted to congratulate Tim Murphy again from Fans Live. You can check that out at dreambigamerica.us. Meanwhile, Jennifer is going to give us the latest on the move to try to change the rating system for television. That's coming up in the television report in a moment or two. It's 14 and a half for the hour here on Good Day.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and vinyl plank flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
The new year is a great opportunity to step back and really reinvent yourself. And I always like to focus on two things, career and health. Check out online education as a great alternative, because for those busy working individuals out there, it's affordable and flexible, and it really gives you that chance to take your career to the next level. You can really test drive online programs like Western International University by taking their first two core requirements for just $200 each. So check out west.edu as a way to get started on that path to a new career. So many of us are focused on diet and exercise, but the fact is we are in an earbud, iPod nation, and so we now have 36 million Americans who are suffering from some form of hearing loss. The folks at MD Hearing Aid have a great, simple solution that's affordable and discreet. So check out MD Hearing Aid Air as a great way for dealing with any kind of hearing loss that you might be experiencing. And for more information, check out drwoody.com.
It used to be hard to find the answers to questions. Like if you wanted to know how fast a peregrine falcon could fly, you'd need to get a falcon and a football field and a friend at the other end with a falcon treat and a stopwatch. Now you don't need any of those things. All you need is a computer and you can know. It's easy to get answers to tax questions too. You can use a computer to ask TurboTax a question. Like, can I deduct my new laptop? You don't need a falcon treat to get the answer to that. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
All right, let's get to this. 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Jennifer Horn is here with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. The ratings system. The need for reform is urgent, says the president of the Parents Television Council. Urgent.
Mm-hmm.
Urgent.
Urgent.
Urgent. The rating systems are ineffective. The guy's name is Tim Winter, who's the president now of the Parents Television Council. He's like, what was his name? Benzel Reed? What was that guy's name that did the other Parents?
What was it, this group?
Yes, sir. Anyway.
The reason that he's so hot and ready to go on all of
Miley Cyrus, right?
Miley Cyrus is one, but he's also really upset with AMC's hit series, The Walking Dead.
And
also,
Sons of Anarchy?
Dexter, Without a Trace, MTV Skins. He also has a problem with Glee, which is kind of bizarre.
But this is not... All right, so Glee's... But the cable stuff, they're not going to rate that stuff. They don't have to.
I don't think they should have to, actually. I mean, maybe the broadcast... I think the TV ratings are helpful, but at the same time, as a parent, and maybe just because
I'm
not...
I'm the rating system for my kids.
Yeah, you would just... You would parent and decide what they can watch. I'll ask you, Rich, do you ever look at those numbers and say, oh, TV 14, get out of the room, Sean?
Yeah. My kids don't watch any show. You know what's a bigger problem for me?
Yeah, me.
YouTube.
Right, because YouTube, you don't know what you're going to get, and it can look innocent, and then all of a sudden you have, you know, someone naked or something running through a video.
They start out with a Minecraft video, and then they end up with some bikini-laden, video where everybody's doing God knows what all over the place. You cannot control YouTube, and that's the bigger concern for me than television. Television I can easily control. When they're on a channel, I know what they're going to get, and I know they're fine.
Yeah. All right.
Take that, parents.
Lindsay Lohan and her television deal with
Big
Oprah.
Surprise. I guess disappointing Oprah a little bit. Sources tell the New York Daily News that Lindsay's behavior is causing problems on her own reality show. Really? And producers are worried it won't be finished in time. She never does what she says she's going to do. She cancels all the time and is highly erratic. That has plagued her for the last 5 years. Not showing up for work, not being on time, just skipping out on things.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, Zoe Saldana is going to star in NBC's remake of Rosemary's Baby, which is a 4-hour miniseries that will be based on the horror novel. She's going to play Rosemary.
Really?
Yep.
Who plays the baby?
You can play the baby.
You can.
Dougie
baby.
Oh, thank you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
BestFares.com. We'll talk about the change in attitude. The airlines are charging $124 to go back and forth across the country now, a far cry from $600, which is what it was during the height of the season. Plus, if you want to marry a millionaire, some advice for travelers, that's coming up here. Good day time is 54 past the hour. Tom Parsons from BestFares.com in a moment.
Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP Printers and Ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
All right, so there's a story that I fell upon this week I was thinking of Patty Stanger. Remember her? Everybody remember who Patty Stanger is?
Millionaire matchmaker.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Duh.
All right. So SeekingMillionaire.com says that the best way to meet a millionaire is to fly on American Airlines. This is a survey of 47,000 single male millionaires. They focus on their travel habits. The findings, 30,000 of them prefer
to fly American.
American, I do, yes, thank you.
Huh, so much for that.
Well, but you'd have thought that it would be better on Virgin.
Coming out of the shirt pocket. You know?
What's that? Say that again?
When you fly, you have $100 shirt, you know, these $100 bills come hanging out of your shirt pocket.
Oh, sure, yes, yeah. Of course. Yeah, right, that's it. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Meanwhile, back at the plane, or back beside the planes that didn't fly this week, 20,000 cancellations. Flight cancellations?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be well over that. There's hundreds of thousands of people stranded, and there's still people trying to get home from last weekend. So, but the good news is this is a slow travel period, January, and luckily the airlines probably had more empty seats as they went into this weekend. And
I didn't find an empty seat. There was no empty seats on the plane that I was on the other day.
I know. Well, that's because they had to. That's what I'm saying. But normally there were. Well, do you remember when we looked at your flight? That one flight, it was half. In the back of the plane, it was half empty.
Yep. Mine
and,
empty.
it's like half empty, half full, whatever, but still, yeah. It filled up in, what, less than 7 days. So that was from people, that was just from stragglers trying to get back in. It could have been American Flyers, it could have been United Flyers, it could have been Virgin America, because when you have a storm like this, they enter the line, and if they don't have the seats, maybe another guy has the seats. And then usually, it doesn't cost you a penny to switch from one airline to the other. Now, airlines like Southwest, Spirit, and a few others don't have an interlining agreement, so but Southwest has a ton of flights usually every day, and they can do it themselves. But United, American, Delta, U.S. Airways, those guys, they do have an interlining in between each other,
the so-called legacy airlines have that. All right, 30 seconds for the best deal of the week.
Oh, I think right now you better be looking at Florida since everybody's been cabin fevered in all week, and it was actually the last 30 days. I think Florida is still a good price. I mean, we're still, you know, from a lot of cities in America, you can get there for about 250 or less. And you better be looking at Orlando and Tampa and Fort Lauderdale where the warm destinations.
Is that going to be good till April?
I think we're going to see sales in February for April and May. So.
Good.
So, there you go, Richie. Now you're all set. So you can travel, too. You can come with me.
I'm going the other direction. I'm going south.
South and west. Okay. Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher at bestfares.com. If you go to his picture in the contributors section at DougStephan.com, you'll see all the special deals just for you as a listener to Good Day.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.